Hey, it's Whip and Violetta from Mix Mornings, and guess what? We didn't win the Powerball. How do you know? Because we're standing here.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, we forgot to pay for the Powerball ticket, so even if the office had won the Powerball, it's another story. Meanwhile, you can hear all about that and more.
Yeah, about maybe if you did win the Powerball, would you keep it a secret from your partner?
That is a great question. Partner would have to find you.
Yeah, in like the Bahamas.
Exactly. All right, all that and so much more with Mix Mornings. So yesterday at this time, I was talking about how I had to steal $2 from my 7-year-old son in order to get into the Powerball game here at work because we always do an office Powerball.
Yeah.
And that if we somehow had won, I would never be able to forgive myself. So that's why I play even though I know we're not going to win kind of thing. The irony of all that is after talking about it Swanee said we went on talking about it for like 20 minutes. He was like, okay, we got it already. So we went on so long talking about it. A time or two, and then after the show, I actually forgot to give the $2 to the office manager who actually buys the lottery ticket. So last night, not to be mean and not to be selfish, but I was actually praying that we would not win the Powerball here at work because I would have been in that. I know, that's mean and selfish, but I didn't want to put anybody in the situation of will they give me a little bit even though I did not earn it because I did not put in my ante, because that would be an unfair ask.
Yeah, totally, and I did the same exact thing. I was going to text you because I forgot to put the money in.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, hey, what if I give you $2 and if we win? Because all of a sudden I kept thinking the same thing. Like, we talked about it for so long. Like, what am I going to do if they win?
Yeah, I was seriously thinking, like, how could I be so stupid and absent-minded? Am I losing my mind after talking about it so much and then forgetting it? I think the answer I came up with was yes. But we have breaking news, Violetta.
We do?
Well, the breaking news is that Swanee says he would have given us $5 a piece.
$5
a piece. Yeah.
You know, that sounds like you, Swanee.
He's that kind of guy.
No, very sweet.
All right.
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mix Mornings. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Beeb's right there. I guarantee he's got at least 13 secrets that he's keeping from Haley.
No way.
13, maybe 15.
They're all over
maybe
each other on
15.
Instagram.
She's got more, though, that she's keeping from him. She's got about 18.
Oh, no. That's bad.
So we're looking
at
your...
But I guess not normal.
Yeah, 13 is on average. So we are looking at your texts right now. The biggest secret that you are keeping from your partner, because as Violetta mentioned, apparently people have an average of 13 secrets. Now, they don't judge the size of those secrets when they say it. Just 13. So I guess it could be little secrets that you're keeping from your partner. But you have some huge ones, and you have shared them with us at 60123.
Yes. So I'm going to go through these, and we're going to give the most interesting or the biggest secret a Harry Carey Tavern gift certificate. So here we go. 773, I have a spring break trip planned and I haven't told him yet.
Oh, okay.
224, I took out a 5-year personal loan and never told my wife. 312, secret snacking. 847, saying my son is about to propose to his girlfriend, but my husband has never met her.
Oh my God.
Okay. 224 says, I fake it a lot.
Okay.
That's it.
Enough said.
Yep. 630, my ex-husband cashed out his 401k, spent it all behind my back, and I didn't find out about it until after the divorce, and the IRS came after me for taxes.
Oh, my God.
630 says, I tell my husband I'm going to the gym, but I'm actually going to the bar to play bingo.
Why? You know, honey, you're great, but why aren't you getting in better shape with all this time you spend in the gym? What's going on?
And what's with all those bingo chips?
Right.
331 saying, I was dating someone who kept a secret from me. He was a federal informant on a high-profile case.
Oh, okay.
It's very secretive.
Yeah.
But I guess he didn't keep it very well.
Right. Yeah, if you know.
Another one says, I bought too many Super Bowl squares and I'm not telling. 773, I spent $2,000 on a shopping spree for myself. And then last but not least, a 630 says, my wife turns 40 in 3 years, so I bought her the car of her dreams that she used to own, been restoring it without telling her.
Oh, my God.
That is very thoughtful. That's a thoughtful secret.
I think there's a commercial like that. You know what? I had another one, but I am going to go with that last one as my favorite because
totally. That
is above and beyond, right? And it's actually a good secret to keep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a positive one. So we're rewarding you for keeping a good secret, and I hope your wife loves it. I'm sure she's going to.
Trending on Twitter.
Britney Spears posted something on social media addressing her dance videos, mean messages, and probably the most interesting thing that people are taking away from this is that she enjoyed her first glass of wine in 13 years.
Oh.
I know, so all of those dance videos before were sober. She says that she is happy to be out of her conservatorship. That was a 13-year-long sentence or thing that she was in, and now it's all over. So she says, I've waited long enough. I deserve this glass of wine.
So was that part of the deal or something?
I think
that
so,
she
yeah.
Drink?
Yeah, she had like, I don't know when they did it, monthly, weekly,
yeah.
daily, but they like tested her for drugs, alcohol, everything.
Okay.
So they were, you know, looking at all aspects of her life and controlling them.
Got it.
But we'll see how this goes and how those dance videos maybe get better or worse. In at number two, Machine Gun Kelly is releasing new music. But
MGK,
not,
MGK.
Is that what we're calling him?
I saw him on some show.
Did you just snort?
Yeah, I saw him on the Kelly Clarkson show at some point, which I'm not sure if I'm proud or ashamed of that, but I did see that. And then she called him MGK. Hey, MGK.
Oh, well, your daytime viewing of stuff is wonderful when it just sneaks into a regular
yeah.
conversation. So MGK is releasing not one, but two new albums this year. Fans were expecting a new album at the end of 2021, but he didn't get to it. So on January 2nd, he simply put out on social two albums this year. Like the one that I was supposed to put out
yeah.
like a couple days ago and a new one.
Strike while the iron's hot there, Machine.
Or MGK, come
MGK.
On. That's what we're going
yeah.
by. And last but not least, this is really adorable news for Chicago. The Sky Deck in Chicago at the Willis Tower has announced its annual Love on the Ledge social media contest. It is obviously going on at the Willis Tower Observatory Deck, and it's giving adventurous couples a chance to renew their vows. A-E-I-O-U. And or do a first ceremony, like actually get married
yeah.
1,300 feet in the sky. So you can enter the contest until January 28th. And then the vows are being exchanged on February 13th, Valentine's Day weekend.
Have you ever done the ledge thing?
Yes, I have.
I
like
think
the
I'm
clear
the old,
ledge?
Yeah. Well, isn't that what it's called,
yeah.
the ledge? So I think I'm the only person in Chicago who has not done that thing.
Are you afraid of heights?
I'm good. Yeah, not officially, but somehow I'm afraid of standing 1,300 feet up and not seeing anything below me except the street. That does scare me. Yeah.
It gets even crazier, the one that leans out. I don't know if that's at the
Willis. Hancock, right?
Yeah, that's at the Hancock.
Yeah, I forgot what that one's called. Yeah,
you
fight it.
You're like, no, I'm not going to lean over. No.
I'm not doing that one either.
Yeah.
And no one's asking me.
Nope.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
On the phone right now, let's say hello to Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, did you guys just say people go outside? Like people leave their homes right now?
Yeah, that was a weird assumption to make, I guess. Yeah, if you somehow have to go out there, then wear three shirts. That's what I should have said.
Oh my gosh, I miss you.
Yeah, hi, Nikki. We miss you too. Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's been a new year. I mean, I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's been fun-ish, yeah.
What's going on?
So I woke up at 4 thinking of you and then promptly went back to sleep. But yeah, so for the new year, everybody in my household got an individual bug as a gift. It was really nice.
So wow, that's fun.
We've had COVID tests, strep tests, flu tests, any kind of test. It's been taken in this house. So,
that's terrible. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Better?
Everyone's doing better. As you can hear, I'm still a little squeaky here. But
I actually did not notice that. You sound, for the record, for what it's worth, you sound perfect to me.
Totally.
Yeah, you don't sound like anything to me.
That is fantastic. That's good to hear. Then I'm coming around.
You're always squeaky to us. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Squeaky's about the last adjective I would have put on your voice ever, including right now. But anyway, just so you know, you sound great.
And I heard Double Your Paycheck, John Schmoltz, called you guys back.
Listen
awesome.
To you. You're working harder than we are, and you're not here.
All we've been doing, because, you know, we have sicknesses in the house, and we have a CPS student with no school to go to now.
It's coming at you from all angles.
Yeah. Violetta, you would be so happy to know we're watching a lot of Harry Potter.
You are? Is this your first time watching it?
We've never gotten through both parts of 7, and the second part of 7 is on the docket today.
And your son was talking to me a while ago about 7 and Harry Potter, and he's like, listen, it's kind of childish. I'm not really into it. I'm like, what?
childish.
I know. Yeah, he's telling me. He's very mature for his age.
So, Nikki, I thought we should get your take on maybe the biggest news story of the day. Sure, we're doubling paychecks. Sure, there's, COVID cases out of control. Sure, it's like 6 degrees outside. But did you hear that Britney Spears had her first glass of wine in 13 years yesterday? And how do you react to that?
Did not hear that. She truly is free. I mean, that is new. I don't know how that news didn't hit me. That's I'm assuming we found that out on Instagram. Violetta,
yeah.
Did you find that out for us?
Yeah, I sure did. It was on trending on Twitter. Okay. And
if you followed her on Instagram as closely as you should, like maybe some people in here do,
yeah,
she does a lot of interesting stuff there, Nikki. So
mostly topless.
Yeah. Mostly,
but,
yeah.
Now we know.
Probably wearing a shirt.
Right. All those dance videos, I guess, were sober. So that's kind of unexpected.
So, yeah, you've got that, and then, Britney's wine, and then the Grammys. I think we all kind of probably saw coming. But,
yeah.
You know, secretly, The Weeknd is really happy that this happened the week his new album comes out, too.
Yeah, on Friday, right? The new Weeknd drops?
Yeah, new Weeknd, and the Grammys, who are his arch enemies right now, had to cancel their show. So he's secretly real happy.
Maybe he made that happen. He's that powerful. All right, Nikki,
any
timeline on when we will see you again, or you want to just sort of leave that to the gods?
We'll see. I'd like tomorrow, but we're not really sure.
Right. It's a Friday. Take it off.
Definitely Monday. Everyone's been getting better. So,
all right, perfect.
But want to make sure you guys welcome me back.
We will welcome you back.
Course.
You can come in today if you feel like it. I mean, I wouldn't if I, but if you feel like it, come on in. The door is open.
Add Mix Mornings to your feed. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
We took a little bit of a detour and asked you to tell us what 40% of adults say they wish they could change about themselves. And Beth, you think you know the answer.
I sure do.
And it
is? I'd change it myself. Their height.
That is correct,
really?
Beth. Yes, it is their height. All right.
Beth, do you want to get taller or shorter?
I'd like to be a little taller.
Wow.
The Dover Nuggets. There's only a few leftover nuggets that I want to chew.
I told you think you've heard all the stories there are in the world today. You have not.
There's more.
There are three more that we are now going to get to. A Chinese woman dropped almost $16,000 on drones to celebrate her dog's birthday.
Oh,
do you think the dog appreciates this? We don't know. It was an elaborate aerial display, and actually authorities were not too happy about this. She rented 520 flying drones to form the message, "Happy 10th birthday to Doo-Doo." Can't make it up. The drones then flew in formations that formed patterns of a birthday cake as the pet lover and her friends serenaded the dog with a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday. She chose 520 on purpose because its Mandarin pronunciation sounds similar to the phrase, I love you. And, of course, she does love her dog, which is very, very sweet.
That's clear.
And, again, she spent about $16,000.
Wow.
The authorities, though, say they'd have to shoot down the drones because they violated the no-fly zones amid the nearby high-rises. They thought they might have to. It turns out they obviously didn't. Meanwhile, you must seek police approval. I think that probably goes for not only China, but probably
everywhere.
Before you decide to fly tons of drones in a residential area.
And in at number two, this might make you a little uncomfortable at first, but it's a great story, so stick with me.
Okay.
A woman goes, quote, psycho using tampon serial numbers to catch her boyfriend cheating. So Lois Saunders, she's 23 years old, and she was on TikTok on Monday to reveal that she found the products alongside a tube of mascara stuffed under a closet in the college dorm of her boyfriend, Finn.
Not a lot of explaining that away for old Finn.
If Finn had trouble, he's like, I don't know where any of those sanitary products have come from.
They just walked in here.
They're not mine. And maybe they were left from the person who was in the dorm before me.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Finn. Good one.
So in a move that surely would impress even Nancy Drew, the blonde, brainy blonde, they describe her, decided to contact Tampax manufacturer Procter & Gamble to send Tampax the serial number and find out when were these tampons made. So So she did all that. A representative from Tampax sued, responded to her email saying, based on the code that you gave us, the tampons were made in December of 2019. The rep also adds they don't expire for a very long time. They have a shelf life of 5 years, so no worries. She's like, no, this is not for me. I'm just investigating this whole situation.
Wow.
Turns out, long story longer, that now Lois Saunders, the 23-year-old, says, oh, sorry, my bad. These were made way before my boyfriend was there, so maybe they were left over.
Oh, my God.
So they're back together and no issue. But I kind of still think she has a problem.
I was going to give her credit for being a genius to even think to look into that.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And ladies, now you know.
Right. All right. Moving on to how to party the French way. In fact, it's not just like a thing that you might want to do for fun. You could actually get a degree in it now. Students of Sciences Po Lille, the country of France's top social sciences university in a northern French city, can earn a master's degree in, I don't know how to pronounce French, but boire, manger, vivre.
Oh, you sounded so good.
BMV, that is drinking, eating, and living. It's the first institution for higher learning to offer a program in the art, science, and business of joie de vivre, or de vivre, maybe, where pupils, I should stop now, have the opportunity to explore a foodie's most pressing questions, like what is good coffee and what are the secrets of the fifth flavor, umami? They say it's more than a course on getting smashed. It's essential to preserving France's place as the world's most treasured culinary destination. BMV is neither the Michelin guide nor the boozy student common room, said economics lecturer Benoit Lenjanet.
That is just all so French.
That's a lot of French stuff right there.
Trending on Twitter. Trending on Twitter.
In at number three, Nicolas Cage says that a horse once tried to kill him. He told The Hollywood Reporter, my horse on Butcher's Crossing named Rain Man wanted to kill me. I was in the Blackfoot County riding Rain Man. He kept trying to knock me off and would try to run over my head into roofs. He's like, this was very dangerous. I'm just glad that I got out of it alive. He says he normally has really good experiences with animals, but for some reason, Rain Man didn't like him.
I think we need Rain Man's side of the story before I decide whether or not Nick is telling the whole truth.
Okay. In at number two, Martha Stewart is opening her first restaurant in Las Vegas. It's called The Bedford by Martha Stewart, inspired by her New York farmhouse. And she's going to be serving most of the dishes that she creates at home and plans to be using local farmers markets as the ingredients.
Now, I had never considered this before. So do you mean it's her first restaurant in Vegas or her first restaurant ever? And if you don't know, I apologize for putting you on the spot.
I don't know, but I've never heard of a Martha Stewart restaurant. So I think this might be her first restaurant in general, and it's in Las Vegas.
And that's why I'm asking the question, almost like, can you believe that she hadn't done this before now?
I love all her sheets at Macy's, and now you can go enjoy her food.
Do you think a restaurant would be a natural for Martha Stewart?
Totally. You're so right. And I guess they finally got it nailed down.
Right.
In at number one right now, Yellowstone is now the biggest show on cable since The Walking Dead. We kind of already knew that, but Yellowstone continues to basically defy gravity. The industry-wide normally is going down in ratings, but season four finale on Paramount Network's hugely popular drama, Oscar-winning Kevin Costner, is a hit. 9.3 million total viewers, both live and same-day streaming. That's up 81% from their season three finale, which had 5.2 million. Either way, these are huge numbers that like the industry is not used to seeing. Last time we saw this was with The Walking Dead season 8 premiere on AMC.
Kevin Costner, rare celebrity mm-hmm. who I think pretty much everybody across the board loves.
Oh, it's actually filmed on his ranch.
In Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, South Dakota, North Dakota.
Montana. Yellowstone, that's right.
All right, you know what? That was the number one story, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings Podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.